जय जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारे जय हो राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारे गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर
जय ओम विष्णुपाद
परमहंस परिवचकाचार्य अष्टोदर शत श्रीमति दिवैमलेश ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवचकाचार्य अष्टोदर शत श्रीमति दिवैमलेश भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासती गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देव श्री तुलसी महारानी की जय। श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते नारायण नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवतीं नैष्ठिके। कृष्णा वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। नमो महा कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिनी गोरतुषे नमः। वांछाकल्प तरुवस्य कृपा सिंधुभेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासी सदि गौरा भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 28, Text number 2.
Parasabhava karmani yaha prashansati nindate sa ashubhash vrashyate.
Okay.
Sa ashubhashyate swarthat अस्ति अभिनिवेशतः परस्वभावकर्माणि यः प्रशंसति निन्दति स आशु भ्रष्यते स्वार्थात् अस्ति अभिनिवेशतः.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation.
Whoever indulges in praising or criticizing the qualities and behavior of others will quickly become deviated from his own best interest by his entanglement in illusory qualities.
Purport.
A conditioned soul desires to lord it over material nature and thus criticizes another conditioned soul whom he considers inferior. Similarly, one praises a superior materialistic because one aspires to that superior position in which one may dominate others. Praising and criticizing other materialistic people are thus directly or indirectly based on envy of other living entities and cause one to fall down from swa-artha, one's real self-interest Krishna consciousness. The word asati abhiniveshataha, by absorption in the temporary or unreal, indicates that one should not adopt a concept of material dualities and praises or criticize other materialistic person. Rather, one should praise the pure devotees of Supreme Lord and criticize the mentality of rebellion against the personality of the Godhead, by which one becomes a non-devotee. One should not criticize a low-class materialist, thinking that a high-class materialist is nice. In other words, one should distinguish between the material and the spiritual and should not become absorbed in good or bad on the material platform. For example, an honest citizen distinguishes between the life and civil freedom and that of imprisonment, whereas the foolish prisoner distinguishes between comfortable and uncomfortable prison cells. Just as for a free citizen and situation in the prison is unacceptable for a liberated Krishna conscious devotee, any material position is unappealing. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur indicates that rather than trying to separate conditioned souls by materialistic distinctions, one should bring them together to chant the holy names of the Lord and propagate the Sankirtan movement of Sri Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A non-devotee or even an envious third-class devotee is not interested in uniting people on the platform of love of Godhead. Instead, he unnecessarily separates them by emphasizing material distinctions like communist, capitalist, black, white, rich, poor, liberal, conservative, and so on. Material life is always imperfect, full of ignorance and disappointing in the end. Rather than praising and criticizing the high and low features of the ignorance, one should be absorbed in Krishna consciousness on the spiritual platform of eternity, bliss, and knowledge. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Nami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Bacharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Desha Tarini. It's a very beautiful purport. So we'll ponder upon a few points of this purport. The first is, a conditioned soul is always trying to lord it over the material nature, trying to enjoy the material pleasures. So when a mother cooks in the kitchen, a small daughter, 3-4 years of daughter, she enters the kitchen and she also wants, because she sees that mother is cooking in the kitchen, so she also wants to cook. But mother knows that she cannot cook. She doesn't know cooking. And second thing is, she cannot handle the fire. So therefore she doesn't allow the daughter to cook in the kitchen. But the daughter is adamant, she wants to cook. So mother makes this arrangement. She brings some plastic set up kitchen. Plastic oven, plastic burger, what is that? Stove, plastic stove, plus plastic vessels. So the daughter becomes very happy, she starts cooking. So after cooking for, long time, after some time she becomes exhausted. She becomes hungry and she comes back to mother and says, please give me some food to eat. So mother says, you already worked so hard in your kitchen, you prepared so many dishes, why don't you eat something from there? She said, no, it was just a time pass. But it was not a real cooking. Similarly, when a soul comes to this material world, wants to enjoy separately from Krishna, so Krishna makes this arrangement, prepare some plastic kitchen, this material world, try to enjoy. Of course, this world also is real, but temporary. So as long as the soul is in the body of animals and birds and other species, it can pull on its life by enjoying some sensual pleasures. But when soul gets a human body, now the human being cannot be happy just with a sensual happiness, because the consciousness is developed now. Just like a child, 3-4 years kids, they are happy enjoying Tom and Jerry cartoons, isn't it? But when the same child becomes 35, 40 years old, responsible software engineer, now he is no more interested into the Tom and Jerry cartoons. He wants his own project, he wants to create software, he wants to do so many things. So similarly, the other animals, they are happy with the sensual pleasures. But human being cannot, because human being's consciousness is raised. Like for example, if a buffalo, if you put some green luscious grass in front of a buffalo, she will eat nicely. And even if you give some bad words, some gali to her, bhains kahi ki, how much she is eating, So she will not bother. Whatever you want to say, it doesn't matter, as long as you give me this food. But if you invite someone and give them nice dishes, nice feast, and you just say one word, gadha gaiga, see how much he is eating, will you enjoy that feast? Because here is not this external sensual happiness. You need something higher. You need that egoistic pleasure is there. So, similarly, one cannot be happy with materialistic pleasure. Just like a child. But suppose child is lost in the forest and looking for his parents everywhere, crying in separation from parents, and someone comes, okay, here is a new jeans pant. Wear this and be happy. Someone comes and says, okay, your hairstyle is not good. Now this is the latest hairstyle. Try to enjoy this. Someone says, take this pizza, take this burger, be happy. Will that child be happy? No. He says that don't disturb me. I'm looking for my child, my father, my parents. And you are disturbing with me these things. Similarly, the present situation is this. Everyone wants to be happy by some external changing situations. Now, if your hairstyle is not good, then different hairstyle, different, you know, clothing style, different this, different that. One can never be happy. Even if a person is a millionaire or billionaire, after some time of his life, you know, point of his life, he will feel some vacuum in his life. There is some dissatisfaction. Because the soul can never be happy without being connecting with the Krishna. Therefore, the Goswamis of Vrindavan, the six Goswamis, they would always, Tektva Turna Mashesha Mandalapati Srenim Sadat Uchavat. They have given up all these material possessions, wealth and everything, and they are just, He Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalite, He Nanda Sunukuta. They are always happy and ecstasy and blissful, searching for Radha and Krishna. Although materially they have no possessions, but internally, the spiritual, they are so ecstatic, so blissful. This is the secret of becoming happy. So rather than trying to lord it over the material nature, trying to search for a materialist happiness, one should focus on spiritual bliss. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yahi sansparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya yevate adyantavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddha. An intelligent person will never be happy and satisfied with this materialistic pleasure, because this materialistic pleasure has a beginning and end. But spiritual pleasure is unending. Shankaracharya, one of his shloka, beautifully writes, Angam galitam palitam mundam vishanadahinam jatam tundam vriddhoyati gritva dandam tadapi namunchati asha pindam. If someone wants to simply enjoy this materialistic pleasure or sensual pleasures, try to understand this shloka. Angam galitam. This beautiful body, as long as we are young, youthful, the skin is shining, isn't it? But this doesn't remain for long. When becomes one old, the same skin is hanging now. There are wrinkles all over his body, and his muscles become like a flat tire. There are no more that beauty in the skin. Angam galitam, palitam mundam. Everyone wants to grab, catch hold every single hair of his head. Don't fall down, please. Remain on my head. But the hair will lose. We'll lose our hair. Previously, my Shikha was here exactly. Big Shikha. I also don't know how the Shikha is slowly, slowly moving downwards. Angam galitam phalitam mundam. Vishanadahinam jatam tundam. When we are young, we have beautiful teeth. So whether you use Colgate or any toothpaste, after some time, when you become old, we are losing one or two teeth in between, you know. But miraculously, when a person becomes too old, he gets all 32 teeth very bright and shining. That's a Kali Yuga product. So, Vishanadahinam jatam tundam. And tadapi namunchati asha pindam. Although the body is demolishing, the body is decreasing, is dwindling, but still, asha pindam, to enjoy material sense gratification, that mountain is increasing and increasing. So, our Shastra says that although this body is temporary, materialistic body, one day it will dwindle and there is no happiness in this body, but still this body is very precious, very important. Although this material body, useless body, but still if you use it in Krishna's service, you can perfect your life. Simply, Lord Chaitanya's mercy, simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we can perfect our life and get our eternal spiritual body. There is no need to crib and cry and become morose. Oh, why my body is, you know, materialistic body, I cannot enjoy. No. When Krishna, he met Karna. Karna's nature was all the time creepy and crying. How unfortunate I am. See, so much of injustice is made to me. And then my mother, she is so cruel, she left me. My guru cursed me. Whoever he met, he would just simply crying and complaining. So Lord Krishna says, shut up. I have been hearing this complaint since your childhood, you know. You always say that your mother is cruel. Did you any time think about it? What was the difficulty of your mother? What must have been the compulsion in her life? Helpless of her mother, did you think about it? She's such a pure and chaste lady. She must have some difficulty, therefore she left you. Did you think about it? You are always focusing on your own self, selfish. But no problem. Whatever it is, now I am giving you another opportunity. Join the Pandavas party, perfect your life. But Karna said, no, I will never give up Duryodhana's party. Maine uska namak khaya hai. Then Krishna said, ab goli kha. So Krishna is ready to give chance. But we shall actually, in this lifetime, Karna may not have committed some sin or some mistakes, misdeeds. But who knows what is our previous life? Actually, Shastra says previous life, he was a Sahasrakas Deepan. Once I was, recently I uploaded one video on YouTube on Vedic culture. So, one person wrote in the comment, he said, Prabhu, you always speak about the glory of Vedic culture. But I have a question. In our Vedic culture, Shudras were exploited and tortured for many, many years. What is your opinion about that? In your Vedic culture. I said, yes, it is true. It should not have happened. But few people from a particular community, they did this heinous act. They exploited and tortured Shudras. But let me tell you one thing. This is the nature of a demoniac people. Those who are powerful physically, politically, but because they have a demoniac mind and demonic heart, therefore they always misuse their power and exploit and torture others. Why do you only concern about the Shudras? If you read the history carefully, you will find the Shudras were tortured and hundreds, thousands, millions of Brahmanas were killed, their wives were raped, their temples were demolished. Why don't you read this history also? Just leave it to now, Brahmanas. If you see in the Western countries, hundreds and thousands and millions of black Africans were made slaves. Jews, Jewish people, millions, literally millions of Jewish people were brutally murdered and killed in that concentration camps. Chinese were exploited, tortured. You will see everywhere in the history that those who are demonic people, they will always misuse their power and kill and torture others. And do you think that this happened only in the past? This is happening in the present and this will happen in the future also. What is Corona? Corona. God says, don't do this, but you still do it. Huh? Then be ready for punishment. Somebody sent me a video. I could not see that video more than 3 seconds. You know what was that in the video? Dogs are thrown in a boiling hot water. Cows are dipped into the hot boiling water so that their skin will remain very fresh and soft. So, all these poor innocent animals, they look up to you for protection. And because you have a power, therefore you kill them. What right do you have to kill or take anyone's life? You have not given them life. What right do you have to take their life? So, and therefore you will find earthquakes, cyclone, hurricanes, tsunami, droughts, flood, SARS, then plague. What else? Swine flu and now Corona. And we don't know what will come in the future also. And Hanta is coming. So, and this will continue. So, as long as we don't give up our sinful activity, this will continue. Of course, we have in our history, there are cruel people. They always want to torture others. But we also have history. There were kings. Like Maharaj Shibi. Maharaj Shibi, he cut off the flesh of his own body for protecting a pigeon. Rantidev, he was on the verge of death. Still he gave his food and water to a low-born Shudra, Chandala, and to his dogs. Lord Krishna, just to protect the dignity of one woman, Draupadi Maiya, he fought a war. And now, today, hundreds and thousands of ladies, women are raped. Thousands of children have been abused. And millions of innocent animals are killed. And nobody bothers. So, I was thinking in my mind, today's generation, especially the youngsters, they want some adventure in their life. Some thrill they want. Because the life has become so monotonous, so boring. So they want some thrill, some adventure in their life. Try this adventure. See, negative thing anyone can do. Killing animals, raping women. What is the greatness in that? What is the adventure? What is the thrill in that? Try to give respect to women. When the demonic thought comes in your mind that I should rape this woman, I should kill this animal, I should abuse this child. At that moment, curb your demonic mentality. Say no to that evil thought. Say no to that evil deed. That is real adventure. That is real thrill. If somebody wants, see, flowing against us, flowing with the current, with the speed, high speed current, any lame man can do it. But swimming against the current, that is real heroic. So similarly, there are so many things in this material world, even demonic power, demonic thoughts also will appear in their mind, but saying no to these misdeeds, that is real heroic. And the next point in the purport is mentioned that men glorify other materialistic people. Once in the forest, a camel hosted a party. He invited all the animals and everyone came. It was a grand festival party. So everyone started praising camel. They said, wow, camel, you are so, your qualities are so great. You can remain without drinking water for weeks. So everyone was praising camel. So suddenly a donkey, an ass, he also appeared. So because he has no intelligence, but he was saying everyone is glorifying. So he said, what should I say? He just said, aho rupam, what a beauty you have, you are so beautiful. Camel understood, he's just simply flattering me, because I am not beautiful. He said, just flattering me, you are so beautiful. And then camel also responded, aho dhwani, your voice is so sweet. And we know, amongst the animals, horse is the most beautiful animal. And amongst the animal, one of the ugly animal is camel. If you see, every limb of camel is ugly. The tail is short. The back is like this. The neck is like this. Nose is ugly. Ears are ugly. Of course, camel is a very nice animal. But physically, externally, there are some positive points and negative points. So this is happening, this is present everywhere, but horse is the most beautiful. Similarly, like cuckoos sing very sweetly, dog works very, ass works very hard, but ass is singing or sweet voice, there is not missing. So anywhere, everywhere you will find glorification. But you cannot satisfy everyone, you cannot satisfy all the people all of the time, but you can please and satisfy some of the people some of the time. Once when wife, she asks her husband, my dear husband, do you know how to climb on the tree? He said, no. The wife said, then monkeys are better than you. They can climb on the tree. So he felt very offended. For next 2 weeks, for 15 days, he tried very hard, practiced. And finally, when he became perfect in the climbing on the tree, he came and told his wife, he said, now I can climb on the tree. She said, so what? What's the big deal? Even monkeys also can climb on the tree. So he said, I just for your pleasure, I learned this climbing on the tree. But he said, okay. See, only Krishna is the worthy of glorification. There is no one. Of course, some people have some quality, that is okay, for some time we may. But for real praise, glorification, only Krishna is worthy. Why should we glorify Krishna? Why should we serve Krishna? Beautiful example. Once all the bodily limbs, senses of a human being went on a strike. They said the hands, legs, ears, eyes, nose, tongue. They said we all work hard and this lazy bum, the stomach, doesn't do anything. We have to feed the stomach. So henceforward, we will not feed the stomach. We will enjoy ourselves. So they made a decision. So next time, then the hand took a rasmalai in his hands and started crushing, started eating on his own. The ears poured or pushed rasmalai into the hole. So all the senses tried to enjoy separately from the stomach. After 1 week, all of them became weak. So then they realized, no, we have to feed the stomach. Although it doesn't appear like a stomach is doing some work, but it is, we have to feed. If you want a strength and happiness, you have to feed the stomach. So similarly, yathataror moola nishechanena tarpenti taskanda bhojopashaka pranopaharach yathindriyanam tathaiva sarvadhanam achutejya. Just like by simply watering the root of the tree, the whole branches and the twigs and the flowers and the fruits, everything becomes completely nourished and satisfied. Just like when you place a food in the stomach, all the bodily limbs gets strength and energy. Similarly, serving Krishna, simply by serving Krishna, every whole world, everyone becomes satisfied. Sometimes people, they are atheists. They don't believe in Krishna. They don't believe in God. I was just thinking in my mind, are they really atheists in this world? No. There is not a single atheist in this world. And even if you find there are some atheists, they are all circumstantial atheists. Every single, and especially scientists who are atheists, they know, they may not know exactly who God is, but they know that there is some higher power. Every single person knows this. But why they reject God? The crux of the matter is, nobody wants rules and regulations. Nobody wants restrictions in their sense enjoyment. This is the main reason. Nobody wants restriction in their enjoyment. Therefore, it's safest to say there is no God, there is no Shastra, there are no scriptures, and therefore there are no rules and regulations. There is no hell, there is no heaven. Very safe. No God, no Shastra, no hell, nothing, no punishment. Do whatever you like. And therefore, they don't accept God. If you say there are no scriptures, therefore you will find nowadays, you just speak good things, people will accept you, glorify you. Try to speak about Krishna, close down. So the main point is, of course we are enemies of Krishna, there is another thing, but Krishna, Shastra, all this, they won't allow me to enjoy, therefore there is no God. But they don't understand that you are a diseased person. When doctor says, take this medicine and follow some precautions, that is for your good. When you see the red signal, green signal, yellow signal, that is for smooth traffic. So, and even if someone wants to enjoy, you stupid, why do you want to enjoy only for 16, 70 years? After that you will die, no more satisfaction, no more enjoyment. Why don't you enjoy for rest of the eternity? Accept God and go back to Godhead, to Golok Vrindavan, and enjoy for rest of the eternity. This is real intelligence. Even if someone wants to enjoy, go to the spiritual world and enjoy eternally. But sometimes people may say, this Krishna, you glorify him, but he's a very proud fellow. All the time, you know, aham aham. Sarva dharman paridhyaja, only surrender to me, become my devotee, offer homage to me. But actually, I was reading Shastra and brought some points together. Krishna is not proud. He is the most humble person. He is the first person who is ready to give credits to everyone. Krishna created all the 24 elements. All the creation was ready, but still he wanted to give credit to Brahmaji. And Brahmaji became famous as a creator. Brahmaji did not create the elements. He just assembled those elements, manipulated here and there. But he became the famous as a creator. Krishna could have drank that poison, halal poison. He said, no, Shiva, you get the glorification. Shiva became Nilakantha, famous. Demigods, Krishna is such an amazing personality. He created everything amazingly and then he made in charge of all the demigods. Indra, you are in charge of this. Varuna, you are in charge of water. Why you are in charge of this, everything. And then they said, no one will worship us. Don't worry. In the Shastras also, you are glorified as a supreme god. If you read Shiva Purana, Shiva is supreme personality. Shakti, Devi, every demigod is considered as a supreme personality of Godhead. And then the demigod said, but no one will worship you. Krishna said, no problem. You all take the credits. Krishna is such a humble personality. He offers obeisances to the brahmanas. He offers obeisances to the sages and rishis. He worships the cows. Not only that, he makes a friendship with Guha, who is a tribal person. He makes a friendship with a poor beggar Sudama. He eats of fruits which are eaten by a tribal lady, low-born Shudrani, Shabari. He worships Jatayu bird. He carries the shoes of his father on his head. He becomes a chariot driver of his friend. And he massages the feet of his friends. Such a supreme person, such a high elevated personality, why will he do such a menial things? Because he is humble. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes, when I read that, it was such a beautiful, amazing. Krishna is so humble and therefore he is the youngest member in his family. He is not eldest, he is the youngest. In his family, there are elderly grandfathers, grandmothers, he has uncles, his parents, he has friends, aunties, everyone. And he also has a brother. The brother also is older to him. He stays in joint family. He loves to stay in the joint family. I was just thinking in my mind, what is the benefit of our joint family? In joint family, just like when you eat, in your plate, there are varieties of dishes. Some sweet preparation, some pungent preparation, some bitter preparation. Then we have spices, and then rice, dal, sabji, so many items. And therefore, you can eat nicely. Suppose like, you know, staying with only with wife or staying only with husband, it's like only eating sweet. Even if sweet is your favorite, but how much you can eat only sweet? If you want to eat a lot of sweet, what you have to do? Take sweet. After some time, in between, take some bitter preparations. Take some pungent preparation. Take some spices. And again, that hunger for sweet increases. That appetite increases and you can eat sweet more. So similarly, when you are family, you have at least keep parents with Baba. And if not grandfather and an auntie in this and that, at least stay with your parents. Someone may say, but you brahmachari and sannyasi, why don't you stay with your parents? You are running away from your responsibilities. No sir, we are not running away from responsibilities. But the brahmachari and sannyasi, they are like military men, like army men. Army men go and visit their parents once in a year. Rest of the time they are simply serving their parents. Serving the whole society and the nation. So similarly, the brahmachari sannyasi, they also visit their parents once in a year and rest of the time they are serving the higher society. Someone may say, what service you are rendering? They are doing some physical protection to the nation. What you lazy people, what you are doing? They are giving a spiritual protection. They are trying to share their knowledge and trying to stop people's bad habits, giving them values and education, and how to respect the elderly people, trying to maintain the Vedic culture. This is the service of a brahmacharya sannyasi. So Krishna also stays in a joint family. So just now we discussed that eating only sweet becomes boring after some time. I was thinking in my mind, someone may ask, is it not staying with Krishna all the time boring? You say that in the spiritual world, you stay only with Krishna. Morning, afternoon, evening, everywhere only Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Will it not be boring simply staying with Krishna? Because the nature of this material world is, whoever you stay with, whether it's a wife, husband, children, anyone, by staying with them, by serving them, you develop some love. But at the same time, we try to see the faults in them. We see the both sides, good and bad. Will it not happen in the spiritual world also? Will not become bored with Krishna? So this example came in my mind. Suppose like, you know, Gopinath Chandrapu is thirsty now. He's very thirsty. So I give him water. And now Gopinath Chandrapu is drinking the water. So now he is thirsty. He drank the water. Afternoon again he will become thirsty. Or evening again he will become thirsty. What will you drink? When he becomes thirsty, water. Tomorrow again he will become thirsty. What will he drink? Water. Day after tomorrow, again water. Even Sprite and Limca and all these, when you are really thirsty, they won't quench your thirst. You need water. Whole life, whenever you are thirsty, you will drink only water. Will you become bored of drinking water? Or when we are hungry, we'll eat only food? So, in this material world, we are in this material world, and water is just the inferior energy of Krishna. Krishna is the supreme personality, is supreme attractive. If you don't become bored of drinking water throughout your life, why will you become bored in Krishna's association? Just like in the children, they play a game, jumping with the sack, covering our half of the body with the sack, and the children jump with that, or walk or run. But still, although their body is completely bound, its restrictions are there, but with this restriction, the children run and jump and walk. What is because when they are completely free, without sack, how much they will run? So similarly, in this conditioned stage, we have so much of pleasures, we enjoy water, we are not bored of anything. Just imagine, become completely, totally pure, go to the spiritual world, how much you will enjoy with Krishna. And Krishna's beauty, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's nature is such, is nitya navayamana. When a devotee looks at Krishna, and the next moment, right now we are looking at Krishna, and then after 1 second, whatever you are looking at Krishna, Krishna's body, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's qualities, everything is increasing. Every moment Krishna's beauty is increasing. It's not a stagnant thing. In material world, everything is dead and stagnant. But in spiritual world, it's nitya navayamana. Every day, every moment, every second, every millisecond, Krishna's beauty is increasing. So, I was preparing for a class, and again when the thought came in my mind, bhakti process is a most romantic process. You say, hey, romantic? Bhakti and romance? How is that possible? Because see, when you are youth, young men and women, there is a romance. But when men and women become old, the senses have no potency, no strength, nothing. The body becomes useless. Then there is no more romance. You won't find any movie, the old man and old woman singing and dancing. But the romance is finished. But in bhakti, bhakti process is so amazing. As you become more and more older and older, the purity of our heart is increasing. Person becomes more advanced in Krishna consciousness. So externally, body may be inert. No strength in the body. Externally, body is inert, but inside the heart is dancing in ecstasy. The volcano of pure love is erupting in the heart. So, don't think that when a devotee becomes old, he is just sitting in one place, or someone may say, oh, how miserable he or she is. No, sir. Because when someone serves Krishna throughout his or her life, Krishna reciprocates with that person. In the old age, even if a person is lying on the bed, not doing anything, simply looking at one direction, but inside the heart, because there is so much of purity, so much attraction for Krishna, those loving reciprocations are happening now, in old age. Why can't happen it now? Because there are so many things in our mind, lust, greed, anger. So because we are serving more and more, and the day will come in our heart, only Krishna. So, in old age, outside those who are now devotees of Krishna, their life is punished. But devotee's life begins in the old age. Really? If you really want to start your life, it begins in the old age. Why only old age? Because the whole life you have served Krishna, so there is so much of realization, so there is so much purity, so much attraction for Krishna, and then right now we are only imitating bhakti process. At this moment we are not even practicing pure. We are simply, of course, go on doing this imitating. Imitation is good. One day that imitation will turn into reality. And then in the old age, one becomes completely pure. Krishna is so merciful. Last 1 month we were discussing only Krishna's archavigraha, deity form. Last time I didn't get a chance to speak about deity. In West Bengal, there was one pujari. He was a worshipper of Shiva. So then, every day he would worship Shivalinga. One day, he offered some food, Naividya, to Shivalinga and closed the door of the altar. And from window he saw there was one rat crawling all over Shivalinga. Because he had no sufficient Shastric knowledge, he looked at that rat is crawling all over Shivalinga, and finally the rat ate that Naividya, that foodstuff. He became atheist. He said, if the Shivalinga cannot protect himself from the rat, how will he protect me? He cannot even protect himself from the rat. But in same West Bengal, there was one more pujari of Radha and Krishna. He started worshipping and serving Krishna at the age of 10. And he did that service till the age of 90. That means 80 years he was serving, and the temple was in a remote place in the forest. Nobody came to take darshan. Once in a while, when on a Janmashtami, people would come and take darshan. But he, religiously, promptly, every day he would dress the deities very meticulously. He would sing for them. He would prepare bhogas for them. And in his body, all over his body, they were not even proper clothes. But he was so engrossed and busy and so ecstatic serving in Radha Krishna. So one person asked him, you are serving this Radha Krishna, but this Radha Krishna, they are not giving protection to you. You are living like a beggar. Why are you worshipping him? The first example, Ratwala, he became atheist, he gave up everything. Second, although there was no facility, but then he said, in life, if you see sandalwood, chandan ped, if that sandalwood becomes the paste, if that sandalwood accept the process of going through that painful situation of pasting, when the sandalwood becomes a paste, we can apply on the forehead of Krishna, we can apply on the body of Krishna. If the sandalwood doesn't want to go through that painful situation of pasting, then it will be used for burning as a fuel. That wood will simply burn. But if he is ready to go through the process of wasting so much of pain, it will be used in Krishna's service. Just like in patient, if you have a serious patient in ICU, there is an ECG graph. ECG graph. If there are ups and downs in the ECG graph, that means patient is good. Right, sir, MBBS Dr. G? If the ECG are, the graph is ups and down, that means the patient is okay. And when that ECG graph is straight, he is finished. He is dead. So therefore, in our life also, if there are ups and downs, is okay, sir. It is good for us. Because I read one, quality is not an accident. If you want a quality in your life, quality will never come by accident. Quality will come only by sincere efforts, intelligently execution of that process, and acting under the guidance of a pure Vaishnavas. Then the quality will come in our life. So if there are some ups and downs and this and that, it is fine. So right now we may not have realizations about Krishna, but simply following the footsteps of our previous acharyas and following the process of chanting Hare Krishna, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, being with us Vaishnavas, one day our life will be perfect. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. So I hope there are no questions. Tantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Thank you. I'm ecstatic. We're sitting when we're dancing, hearing.